Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Avodah Zarah daf Chaf Ches Avodah Zarah 28. And today's daf yomi, the Gemara tells us a story about Rabbi Yochanan. That one time Rabbi Yochanan got sick, and the only way he could heal himself was by going to an idolatrous woman who knew a cure. So says the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan chash bitzafdina. That Rabbi Yochanan became ill with a type of condition that was affecting his teeth. It was some type of toothache. So he went for a healing process to this matronisa, this woman who was an expert in healing, but she was an idolater. So avda chamsha umale shabasa. So this woman, this idolatrous healer, she healed him on Thursday and Friday, and after it was working, but he still needed more treatment. So amar la lamachar mai. So Rabbi Yochanan said to her, tomorrow that I'm not going to be able to come to you, because the students of the yeshiva, they're all going to come and hear my drasha on Shabbos, says Rashi. So what am I going to do? My, what am I going to do to be healed? So Amrolei, so the matronisa said to him, Utsrichas, you're not going to need it tomorrow. Rabbi Yochanan wanted her to give him the recipe for the medicine, but she said, you're not going to need it. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't give up at that point. He said, Itsrichna my, but he said, well, let's say I'm going to need it. What am I going to do? So she said to him, fine, I'll tell you the medicine, I'll tell you the treatment, however, ishtabali delo magles. You must swear to me that you're not going to tell this to anybody else. So ishtabalas, Rabbi Yochanan swore to her, and he swore to her using the following exact language. He said, Le'eloha Yisrael lo megalena. He said, to the God of the Jews, I will not reveal it. Well, anyway, guess what happened? Galyalei, she revealed it to him. When Machar, the next day, Nafak Derasha Bepirka. Rabbi Yochanan went out, and when he was teaching everybody the Torah on Shabbos, he told everybody how to cure themselves from this condition that he had. He basically revealed the medicine. And so the Gemara wonders, how was Rabbi Yochanan able to do this? Vahishtabala. He had sworn to her. So, didn't he take an oath to her saying he's not going to do this? How could he violate his oath? So the Gemara says, Le'eloha di Yisrael lo megaleina. To the God of the Jews, he swore that he would not reveal it. Avo la'ame Yisrael megaleina. But so thereby, the oath did not preclude him from telling it to the people. So la'ame Yisrael megaleina, to those people, he could redeem it. He could reveal it. So the Gemara says, Le'ha'iko chilu Hashem. But there's a desecration of God's name. And the way to understand this Gemara is that the desecration of God's name is that she thought that he was violating an oath to God. She didn't realize his nuance, and she sees him not keeping an oath. So isn't that a problem? The Gemara says, no, degalilei meikara, that he had told her from the beginning, right after she revealed it to him, he told her what he was going to do, and he told her, look, I didn't really take an oath that I wouldn't reveal it. I told an oath that I wouldn't reveal it to God. So what was this condition that she did for him? What was this medicine? My avdila, says the Gemara, Amrav Acha Bere de Rava Mesaor, that she gave him yeast water, Vishemin Zayas Vamelach, and olive oil and salt. Mar Baravashi said she took a mishcha da avza, she took the fat of a goose that was melted by fire, that begad for the avza, and she applied it with the feather of a goose onto his teeth. Abaye said, I tried all this and nothing worked. Ana avdi kuv lo itasai. I tried all of this and it did not heal me. Ad amar liahutai, until a certain Arab merchant came and told me to take an olive that had not grown to one third of its size, and then take that and burn it over a hoe that had never been used, vidabek bay didari, and then attach it, the pits of these olives onto the that had been burned onto my teeth on the inside. And Abaye says, Avdi hachi v'itasai, I did this, and indeed I was healed. So what happened to this woman who Rabbi Yochanan tricked? According to the Jerusalem Talmud, the story appears in the Jerusalem Talmud, and there's two opinions about what happened to her. One opinion is that she was so devastated that Rabbi Yochanan revealed this, that she, out of great pain, she strangled herself. She was so upset about this. That is one approach, but there's another approach. And that other approach says that when she saw that Rabbi Yochanan did this, she converted to Judaism. Why? Because she was so impressed that the reason why she didn't want to reveal it to Rabbi Yochanan was because she said, oh, he's going to go into business for himself. And once he goes into business for himself, he's going to charge money. And so that's the reason why she didn't want to tell him the medicine. But once she saw that Rabbi Yochanan's plan was to take all this information and bring it out to the community so everybody could use it and everybody would be healed and not to make money from it, then she was so impressed with the faith that taught that everybody should have access to medicine that she converted to Judaism. So there was about the idea that says, but there's a desecration of God's name, and that was focusing on the fact that she thought he violated the oath. Well, what about the fact that she tricked him, that he tricked her, that it was Genevas Das? He told her he's not going to reveal it, and then he went ahead and revealed it. So we would have to say, according to this approach, this is what some of the commentators say, that in a case where there's life and death, pikuach nefesh, where you think people's lives are at stake, and providing medicine to the entire community, that was something that would be worthy of Genevas Das, of tricking this person for a momentary moment in order to basically reveal the medicine to the entire community.